Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Well, today's a big day. Today, we're going to read a verse from one of the most well-known chapters in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to take a look at verse 13. Of again, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's the love chapter. And what we're going to talk about, how the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. For many people, 1 Corinthians 13 is their favorite chapter in the Bible, because it describes the character and nature of love so well, it's sometimes called the love chapter. These words conclude the chapter and tell of the never-ending nature of love. The three great pursuits of the Christian life are not miracles, power, and gifts. No, they are faith, hope, and love. Though the gifts are precious and given by the Holy Spirit today, they were never meant to be the focus or the goal of the Christian life. Instead, the believer's main pursuit is faith, hope, and love. What is your Christian life focused on? What do you really want more of? It should all come back to faith, hope, and love. If it doesn't, we need to receive God's sense of priorities and put the focus where it belongs. Because faith, hope, and love are so important, we should expect to see them emphasized throughout the New Testament. And we do. Think of these passages. Okay, first up, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Remembering without season your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. And now 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Then later on in Galatians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You could add to these 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, Colossians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. These three ideas are very prominent in the New Testament: faith, hope, and love. Now, all three are important. But as Paul correctly and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit writes here, the greatest of these is love. Love is greatest because it will continue and even grow in the eternal state. When we're in heaven, faith and hope will have fulfilled their purpose. We won't need faith when we see God face to face. We won't need hope in the coming of Jesus once he returns. But we will always love the Lord and love each other and grow in that love through eternity. You could also say that love is also the greatest because it is an attribute of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says that God is love. And faith and hope are not really part of God's character and personality. God doesn't have faith in the way that we have faith, because God never has to trust outside of himself. God does not have hope the way that we have hope, because God knows all things and is in complete control. But God is love, and he will always be love. Now, please understand, the point isn't to get us to choose between faith, hope, and love. The point is that without love as the motive and the goal, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are meaningless distractions. If you lose love, everything is lost. Let the greatness of God's love fill your life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.